Call us now. Call us now on +27 12 329 2729.
Hello everyone, Ubuntu Radio. This is Ubuntu View and I'm your host, Mungezi Sithole. Well, if you've just joined us today, we are looking into the Greek crisis. They've been at it since 2011. So we just now joined on the line by Ms. Stella Ladi, who is Executive Officer at the Greek Politics and a Senior Lecturer at Queen's Mary University in London. Good day to you, ma'am, and thank you for joining us here on Ubuntu Radio.
Yes, hello, good day.
Thank you very much. Now, we just want to find out on the developments in Greece. We've seen the people of Greece where they have rejected the latest proposal from creditors in a referendum. So why did the people of Greece actually reject these proposals? So what were the conditions in these proposals?
Yes, first of all, to clarify that this was a little bit of a strange referendum, mm-hmm. because the proposal that was put into the referendum for people to vote yes or no was a proposal that was not anymore on the table by the creditors. So they had already taken it off the table and they had already given a new proposal. So and it was also a very technical question that was asked. So people were asked to say yes or no to technical annexes about the economic policies to follow. In any case, people said no because they saw this as a question to whether they want to have another memorandum of austerity or not. So they said no to austerity. They didn't say no to Europe or to the Eurozone.
Mm. Okay. And now Greece is said to be desperate for a third bailout to avoid bankruptcy and possibly crashing out of the euro currency. Now, if Greece is unable to come up with new reforms, will it be kicked out of the European Union currency? And if so, what would this then mean for the single Eurozone currency?
Yes, exactly. This is a very crucial moment now because the negotiations are continuing and it has been made clear that it's only until Sunday that we have to reach an agreement. So in reality, the Greek government has already asked for a third bailout project, for a third memorandum. So it has asked for what the people rejected because there is no other way out. And as we speak, the negotiations are going on about what will be included in this new program. It seems like there will be some harsh measures, but not only that. So there is a discussion about including in there some debt relief. So this is what just a few minutes ago, Tusk, the president of the European Council, asked for the creditors to consider a debt relief. Mm. So I think the negotiations are not going too bad. So it seems like there's going to be a proposal on the table by the end of the day, the latest tomorrow morning. And the decision should be made in the Eurogroup by Saturday and ratified by the prime ministers and presidents on Sunday. So hopefully we won't see Greece exiting the Eurozone, but we still don't know what is going to happen. To answer the other part of your question, if Greece has to exit the Eurozone, I think it will be a disaster for both sides. Mm. And I'm not talking about an economic disaster only, because for Greece it will definitely be an economic disaster. For Europe, it's not clear what will be the economic implications. I don't think they will be so huge, but definitely it will be a political disaster, and it will hit the European project in its heart. Mm. So this is why I think this last few hours and days we see so much effort to solve the problem and to come to an agreement.
Mm. Now, it is said that there is an emergency summit which is involving all 28 European Union members, which is scheduled to take place on the 19th of July, so this mm-hmm. Sunday. So what is this emergency meeting all about?
Yes, I mean, this meeting, we don't know if it will be It will, if it will materialize or not, it will all depend on how negotiations go ahead.
Mm.
In reality, if we have an agreement, there won't be a need for this emergency meeting because it can just be ratified by the Eurozone group and the prime ministers and presidents of the Eurogroup. So we wouldn't need to have the whole European Union there. This meeting will happen if there is no agreement and if there is a need to discuss the Grexit scenario. So if we see this meeting taking place on Sunday evening, things are going really bad.
Okay, and then lastly, now within the European Union, are there different schools of thought as to how to solve the Greek crisis? Because also what we see from coming out of the media is as if there are some countries within the European Union who are supporting Greece, but then don't necessarily agree with other member states of the European Union.
Yes, I think you're right. The debate has become really political now. It seems like Greece is drafting its new proposals, its new plan, together with France and Italy and the European Commission. So in a way, France and Italy are working together with the Greek counterparts, and this is showing that they are taking a different stand to the Germans. At the same time, we have smaller countries, Baltic countries, or Scandinavian countries, that they are very tired of what is going on with Greece, and they're taking a more harsh line. So it's really going to be very difficult for an agreement to take place, because I'm sure there will be a lot of disagreements in the Eurogroup about whether, you know, at this late stage, Germany and the countries that see Greece's role not being helpful in these negotiations, how far they will go and if they will want to have an agreement at the end of the day. We are hoping that the bigger idea of the European project will let them actually come to an agreement and they won't keep their harsh line.
Okay, I know I said that was my last question, but I just have another one just out of interest. The United States of America, okay. I mean, the European Union is, you know, one of the America's biggest allies, so the Western Europe. Are they not, is America interested in what is going on at the moment? Are they watching what's going on in Greece, or they just, it doesn't really matter to the United States?
Yes, they're watching very closely, and there have been many telephone calls and meetings, and the U.S. economic minister was in Greece and in Brussels. Today there was a call from the U.S. To find a solution, and they were pushing mainly for a discussion of the debt relief. So they're taking the side of the softer countries in the EU, and they're saying there should be a solution. So they have really shown an interest in the whole discussion. They have been clearly against the Grexit.
Okay. No, thank you very much, Ms. Ladi, for your time.
Thank you, and have a good day.
That was Ms. Stella Lati, Executive Officer at Greek Politics and a Senior Lecturer at Queen's Mary University in London. Actually talking to us there about the current situation in Greece, where we're seeing that Greece is really battling to actually solve its current economic crisis. And of course, it's becoming a very thorny issue for the European Union, especially the Eurozone currency. And so member states of the Eurozone trying by all means to make sure that Greece remains within that. And we've also heard Mr. Lardi saying that this would be a disaster for Greece if they would have to exit the Eurozone economically. It would be very disastrous, but also politically for the European Union itself, it would be, because, you know, in the meantime, that the European Union is trying to get as many of European countries to be members states of the European Union. So we also be just watching with keen interest as well on the developments in Greece and how they're actually going to get themselves out of this one. So do stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly after this.